As I promised, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk about the economy. We are. We're going to have a couple of different perspectives. We're going to talk about no lazy money and peak wealth and money markets and how you can get some money invested. Then we're going to talk about digital currencies. We're going to talk about the Fed raising interest rates. We're going to get all of that as well. So we got a lot of different perspectives coming up. When it comes to TikTok, though, we're going to continue on with our free-for-all Friday examination of the world. When it comes to TikTok, the CEO was on Capitol Hill yesterday defending the Chinese spy platform.
He's ready.
And say that again. Okay, well, we're going to put the TikTok on hold because we've got Nick Hopwood ready. Thought we had a little issue to overcome. Nick, can you hear me now, my friend? Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. All right. You're much more important than the CEO of TikTok. Good to have you here, Nick Hopwood from Peak Wealth Management. Nick, last time we talked about no lazy money. So let's pick it up right there. No lazy money. The Fed just increased interest rates. People having trouble paying their credit cards. Defaults on car loans are at an all-time high. What are people to do when they're in this uncertain market?
Well, on the theme of no lazy money, it's kind of obvious to me, and I'm saying let's take money from the 0% paying savings account at the bank and let's leverage the fact that the Fed has raised up to 4.75% and earned that 4.75% in a money market.
Which would be huge. I thought with this increase now, could we get to 5% now in that money market?
Yeah, well, I think we went from 4.5 to 4.75 this week. And next month when the Fed meets, you know, they seem hell-bent on continuing to raise rates, even with banks failing around us. So we could be at 5% next month.
What do you make of the bank situation right now, Nick? I mean, let's be honest about that. What do you make of the bank situation when you look out there and you see these failures and you're like, wait a second. People are worried about it. People are like pulling their money out of the bank and running. It's not really necessary, is it?
I don't think it is necessary because most people are going to be under that $250,000 FDIC limit. And if you are over it, the Fed has now said they're going to backstop, you know, and do what needs to be done to protect depositors. So I don't see a risk of contagion. But what does worry me is when you look at the regional bank stocks and the regional bank index, it's continuing to make new lows, despite what the Fed and Treasury continues to say.
All right, so let's talk about another thing here, something that hits close to home for me. And that is investing in a child's education. Right. And then the kid comes to be 18 and maybe they decide they want to go to college and maybe they don't want to go to college. Maybe they want to do something else and maybe they don't want to spend the money. And you're stuck with this chunk of money. I mean, I know people that have worked really well for it. I know other people are like, what do I do with this money now? It's in the Met Fund in Michigan where we are, or a 529 fund or some of these other things. What do you do now? You have some ideas about what you could do with that. Some legal things that would maybe be a good idea. Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Steve, you know, my dad was smart enough to buy me the MET program. I was one of the very first back in the 80s, paying for an in-state University of Michigan education. So it's very near and dear to me as well. Now, a 529 this day and age, it, you know, is more like an investment account with tax-free growth, similar to a Roth. That's the way that I would frame it. But if you have money left over in the 529, well, what are you going to do with it? You're going to have a penalty on the earnings, or with new legislation, you can roll it over into a Roth IRA.
In whose name?
In the kid's name. So if the kid's 18, they're not going to college, you could use it to start a retirement fund. Or if the kid's 22 and, you know, college is all paid for, then you can start a retirement fund, you know, for them as well.
So let me ask you something. In a 529, and I don't remember because I've got one for two different kids. If one kid doesn't go to college, can't you shift that to the next kid? Or you can only stay with one kid?
You can change the beneficiary as often as you like. You can, you know, change it to the brother or the sister, or even you can, you know, kind of put it on ice for the grandkids and make it into an educational legacy.
Well, what if I wanted to split it in half and create a 401k for this kid and this kid? Can you do that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
With these new rules or whatever. And without penalty, you can do this. New legislation allows us to do it without penalty. That's pretty exciting stuff that people need to know about, because otherwise you're putting all that money in the thing you're saving for an education. The kid decides, yeah, you know what? I want to go sit on the beach and be a Gen Z bum. You know, so you don't want to do that, right? So, I mean, it's an important question. That's an important revelation to me.
I agree. When I sit with people and we're talking about college funding, oftentimes one of their concerns is, what if the kid doesn't go to college?
Sure.
We don't want to have this money dedicated to college and then have it be penalized. So this alleviates that concern.
Yeah. I think these are all really good ideas. You say no lazy money. And right now, with the money that's going on right now in you know, these money markets, that's a good idea. At least you're not losing money in a bank account that's paying you nothing. You've got money that you can take from an education fund that doesn't get worked, that doesn't get used, can go to work for you. All of these different things. People need to be thinking about, what can I do to at least come out a few dollars ahead, right? A few shekels, as I said earlier. Real quickly, I'll give you the last word.
Totally agree. I mean, look, when it comes to your banking system, you got to earn money. You got to earn interest on that cash now. When it comes to your investments, you got to be tax optimized. Embrace the risk. Market's down 20%. Traditionally, that's a great time to buy. And take note, understand where you are relative to your goals. Sit with a CFP. We'd be happy to be a second opinion for you. You can book online at peakwm.com.
Peakwm.com. There you have it. Nick Hopwood, have a great weekend.
You too, Steve. See ya.
Thanks.